Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Amber Williams lives in Kalorama in the heart of the Dandenongs, who was hit incredibly hard on Wednesday night. Good morning to you, Amber. Amber, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can indeed. Thank you for your time this morning. I just wanted to start by asking of your experience of the storms on Wednesday night.
Yeah, so I have two children and husband and lots of animals, and we basically huddled in one room together. It was pretty frightening. We didn't really get any sleep. I think we counted maybe 42 trees come down during the night.
On your property?
Well, we didn't know.
Yep.
That's just what we could hear. So we didn't know where they had fallen. And that was a scary thing because these trees were falling in unpredictable directions.
How did your house fare?
Our house was untouched, which was amazing. So we naturally, first light, we went out. We just wanted to check on our neighbours. Our neighbours were not so lucky, unfortunately. One house was completely crushed and the next one up was partially damaged. And we didn't know if they were still in there or not. One of them still was. She was trapped. The other one had managed to get out. But everyone is okay now. Mm-hmm. And everyone's been taken care of by neighbours. And, yeah.
What's the power situation for you at the moment?
So we've been told by the CFA and the police in person that it will probably be at least 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks?
Yeah. Yep. So it makes sense because the trees have completely crushed the power lines. They're all on the ground and they're frayed and they're squashed and there's just no way it's going to happen anytime soon.
So, Amber, what's the actual day-to-day experience right now? What are you doing for supplies and so on?
Yeah, look, the days are a bit blurry, to be honest, but, 2 days ago was a real day of cleanup and people were just walking the streets because cars couldn't get through. There's so many trees on the ground that cars can't get through, so it's on foot. The SES and the CFA are doing absolutely everything they can, but most of it has to be done on foot. So you can see people out on the streets, just walking the street, door knocking, doing what they can with chainsaws and just helping wherever they can. And it's really just, we have the most amazing community and everyone's just doing their bit for each other. So it's more locals helping than,
We are a community, Amber. I mean, you're less than an hour from Melbourne here, but what you're describing just sounds like utter destruction, to be honest.
It looks like a minefield out there. The next time people come up here, like no one can come up at the moment. The police have closed the roads to any spectators, which is a good thing. But the next time people do come up here, it's going to be unrecognisable. It's very open now. The forests look like, I don't know how to say this, but like it looks like a minefield. It looks like bombs have gone off everywhere and trees have fallen in all different directions.
I'm speaking to Amber Williams, who's a resident of Kalorama in the Dandenongs. We all know the Dandenongs. They're very close to us, but it's sounding like a very scary and bleak picture that's being painted. This all happened, of course, during a lockdown as well. I imagine that the COVID is very far from people's minds at the moment during this cleanup.
It's not on anyone's mind. there's no one wearing face masks or social distancing. Everyone's hugging each other and just coming together. And nobody has COVID on their mind at all. We didn't have any information of what was happening out. Like down the bottom of the mountain or anywhere else. We didn't have that kind of communication. And
are you hearing from people who you know, what's the feeling when people have headed down the mountain, so to speak, to get supplies and things and then returning?
Yeah, that's really interesting, actually. So once people could go out and get supplies, they're coming back and saying, it's so surreal down there. It's like people are just carrying on as normal. Like they don't have any idea where we've just come from. And yeah, it's just very surreal. So you've got people up here that are heading down for crucial supplies like petrol, generators, candles, lanterns, torches, those kinds of things. And just seeing people just living normal and they have no idea. And when we do speak to people on the phone, still some people can't do that, but my phone is working and people don't seem to know that any of this has happened.
And Amber, you've got enough support yourself for family and what you need for the next couple of weeks, if potentially that's how long it takes for power to return?
My husband was able to get one of the last generators in the shop. So he was able to do that and get back up the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
CFA has given us some extra petrol. I know there's a lot of people without generators at the moment. It's very, very cold. So I do know that the CFA in Kalorama is hoping that more people might loan or donate their generators for people. But, yeah, we have, you know, we have a little bit of power from the generator. We can charge our phones. We've got some heating. We've got hot water. Our fridge is running. So we're okay.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that, Amber, and particularly if people are listening and have generators available. I don't want to inundate CFA unnecessarily, but I presume it would be worth giving them a call, if not seeking out local community groups. And we'll try and get some more information of how people can help this morning, Amber. So as I say, we're only an hour away, but we're thinking of you and really appreciate you taking the time this morning to give us a bit more of a picture of how hard it is right now in your neck of the woods.
Thank you so much.
Amber Williams there, who's up in Kalorama in the Dandenongs.